Well, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday where Angel and I take time and answer questions that you sent in, emailed in, wired in, so they come so many directions. So what we do, we try to go through and select the ones that got the most questions about and try to be very good at this. So let's jump in, Angel.
See what we got. Love, love, love Mailbag Mondays. Thank you for doing this. I have a question. I grew up in a family of worriers. Every situation and circumstance was a grand opportunity to worry. I can see myself carrying that over into my own family now, and at times not only think but expect worst case scenario. How do I break this cycle? I don't want my kids to pass this on to theirs. That's a great question.
Very good. Well, the Bible is very simple. You need to meditate in the Word of God day and night. Then you'll prosper and have good success. So where's prosperity and success come from? Well, it's the opposite of failure and being in debt, the things people worry about. Well, how do I get out of the worry? Well, you need to be prosperous and successful.
Get a plan.
Well, how do you get prosperous? Well, you need to have the mind of Christ. So to get the mind of Christ, you got to read what Jesus said. So, you know, I used to tell people, if you just read a proverb a day for a month, it'll change your life forever. One proverb a day, one proverb for 31 days will change your life forever. Because it's the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit uses that word to bring things to your remembrance. And so how do I stop worrying? Well, get some other thoughts. You're worrying, you're thinking the wrong thoughts. Well, we're not going to make it. This ain't going to work. There's not enough money. And my boss is probably going to fire me. I'm probably going to get laid off. And we're probably going to have an accident. No, why do you think that? God said you'll be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Everything you set your hand to is going to prosper. You need some new thoughts. So start replacing those old thoughts with some new ones, and it will change how you think. Real simple answer.
I've always felt like worry and jealousy are somewhat wasted emotions.
Yes, they are.
Because they're not going to fix anything.
Never fix a thing.
And if you give in to them,
it'll make it worse.
It'll make you miserable.
Yeah.
And it will make it worse. Because the truth is, if somebody's going to cheat on you,
they're going to cheat.
That's, and you can't do anything about it.
Because so
those are matters of the heart.
Yeah.
Or if you know, if you're worrying, I don't have enough money to pay the bills, I'm going to lose my house. Well, worrying is not going to change that.
No.
The only thing that's going to change that is if you maybe get another job or something changes.
Yeah.
But years ago, my son was he just graduated from college. He's a full-time musician. And he was working at a hotel doing a he's part of their banquet team. And so he's wrapping up his senior year of college. He's working full-time. He's doing recording. So he's very, very busy at the time. And came home one day and he said to me, my manager said that I needed to quit my job and just do music full time. Well, at this point, it would have been a big step of faith because he'd have to quit it, that job, long enough to have room for the bookings. So it's a step, you know. And he said, what do you think? I said, do it. Absolutely do it. He goes, really? He was surprised that I said that. And I said, yeah. Worst case scenario. I always say this. What's the worst case that could happen? You'll move home with me for a couple of months. You'll get another job at another hotel. We'll work it out. We'll figure out what we did wrong and give you another chance, because I want you to be able to take the steps of faith, what you need to in life. And I'd rather you just go for it. And he did. And it worked out.
Yes.
So worrying wouldn't have changed that. Worrying wouldn't have gotten him any more bookings. Worrying wouldn't have bought in any more income. He would have just made all the rest of us that were in his life miserable. So, yeah, I think renewing your mind is a big part of that. You know, I was raised in a family that they cut down teas a lot, and I hated it so bad because it took me so long to overcome that as an adult. So I determined I wasn't going to allow that in my family's life. So when you see a pattern that's a negative pattern, that's part of a family history, you know, you ask the Holy Spirit to help you break that pattern. Because you can change the path for the future, for your children and your grandchildren. And I think it's important that we do that.
Yeah, because, you know, how you grow up, it affects your life forever. So one of the things growing up in poverty, you realize, well, God ain't poor no more. It's like, what was our thinking was wrong? And so I never allowed my kids to think poor. I always kept them very busy. People would judge us sometimes. All your kids play sports, every sport under the sun and sun. They play in the band. They sing in the choir. They volunteer at church. I wanted my kids busy, tired, and happy. Well, they're all out of college. They're all very successful. They're not perfect, but they're very, why? There's nothing that they're afraid to do. They're not afraid to try anything. You don't worry about falling on your face and it not working. You get back up. Angel said it several times. You learn how to get righteous fall seven times a day. They get back up. Well, we learned something. Like Jim with Steve Sumner. What if you fail? We can come home for a couple months. We'll figure what we did wrong. We'll do it better. You don't let anything scare you. It's like all things are possible to him that believes. So,
and the thing that most people don't realize that the people that you see that are successful, quote unquote, have had many failures.
Yeah, they don't have
to
that.
Get to that successful part.
Every successful person fell on their face, scooped dirt in their lower lips several times, but they don't write about that. That doesn't sell books. The success story sells books.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, just to ask the Holy Spirit to help you, to teach you how to change that pattern in your life. That's what he's here for.
Yes.
He's our present help in a time of need.
Read 5 minutes a day. Just read some scripture.
Yeah.
Get your mind renewed.
Joe, I'm always in need of good advice and never felt like I had a true mentor. Love listening to these episodes because I feel like you both have been mentors to me every Monday, even though we've never met. I'm in my late 30s now and wanted to ask you if you could go back to this age. I know you're not far from it. Thank you for saying that. What would be something you would do different or tell yourself?
I wouldn't change a thing. I've always believed in my heart that God orders my steps, directs my paths, guides in all truth. Wherever I was there by divine appointment. I remember one job I wanted to quit. I was an engineer for 4 years. I hated my boss. I hated him with a passion. I'd drive to work every morning repenting of what I was going to think and say. But after I got out, and years later, I'm in another place position. It's like I realized God was trying to teach me something. And I repented several times. I wrote the man letters. Hey, I apologize for being the north end of a southbound mule. You were God's gift in my life. I just didn't realize it at the moment. Wherever you're at, God knows where you're at. God's not stupid. He's not dead. He's got the hairs of your head numbered, the days of your life numbered. God's got so many angels around you, you can't count them. God's in charge of your life, whether you believe that or not. So wherever you're at, you're in the middle of God's will. So just get up in the morning, put a smile on your face, and go fix whatever needs to be fixed. Bless whoever needs to be blessed. You're right in the middle of God's will. Simple answer.
I probably would change some things, honestly, if I had to go back to my 30s. I probably would listen a little bit more and talk a little less.
You didn't have enough sense.
Yeah. And the biggest thing that I probably would do. Now, I love my children, and I relished every minute I could spend with them. But if I could go back to 30 again, I probably would make an even bigger effort to that.
Yeah.
But
the problem is going back.
You can't fix it.
You can't fix it. And if I go back to 30, I still had all the knowledge I had at 30, which wasn't very much. Yeah, I'm 71. I got a lot of knowledge now. I didn't have that knowledge at age 30. I do the same dumb thing I did when I was 30.
I used to say when I was 20, I knew everything. When I was 30, I was like, wait a minute, I don't think I know so much. When I was 40, I thought, I think I know even less. When I was 50, I was like, okay, I don't know anything.
Now that ought to be a bumper sticker.
And now I'm pushing 60. And I'm like, you know what? I know some things, but I want to know more.
Yeah.
So, and that's what Joe said is correct. You know, every day I always say, God, my steps ordered by you. The voice of a stranger, I don't know. Now, one thing I do every day, I don't think it sounds right. I do every day. Forgive me.
I would get a bar of soap in my mouth when I was a kid.
I didn't mean that. But one of the things that I have said for years that I would encourage you to say every day, I say, Lord, your word says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God.
Yes.
I'm asking you for your supernatural wisdom.
Yes.
And it makes me almost tickled because I have people tell me, you're really wise. And I'm just like, you think that's me? You're wrong, because it's just simply that I've spoken the word over that.
Yes.
And here's another one I do. I speak favor. And Joe laughs that every time I go anywhere, I always have a parking spot waiting for me out front. Do I think I'm better than everybody else? No, I just speak favor. God, I just thank you for your favor.
Yeah, we have an anointing for parking spots. We do. We park right by the front door almost every time.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
It is.
Thanks God for that. All right. I'm having problems with my mother-in-law. Ooh. She always has an opinion and always wants to give it even when it's not asked for. I am doing my best to have a positive attitude with her for the sake of my husband, but there are times I just want to tell her off. Any suggestions on how to navigate this?
Yeah, order as much as possible.
Okay, let me tell you my mother-in-law.
Oh, Lord Angel.
I had a mother-in-law. Well, I never knew your mother, but my previous mother-in-law, very nice lady, but she did not raise her children. Their children were sent off to boarding schools, but she was very opinionated on how I should raise my children. Mm. So it was very difficult at times to bridle my tongue because she would say, this is how you need to discipline this. And I'm like, wait a minute. I think somebody else did that for your children. I'm not sure. So, how did you become the expert? Finally, and I'm sure I'm taking the scripture a little bit out of context.
Yeah, probably.
But I came across that scripture that says, comfort the feeble-minded. And so I said, there's just sometimes you see people that are, you know, that's just how they're going to be. And you just have to kind of go,
God bless you.
Can I get you some coffee?
No.
You know, and be respectful. Yeah. So, you know, over time, it did take some time, but over time we did develop a very good relationship. It was hard and there was an ebb and a flow. Now, when I first got married, she lived right down the street. That was a mistake. That was a big mistake. Best thing we ever did was move to a different state.
Yes. Best thing we ever did.
But yes.
You have to remember the bottom line. Eventually, you're going to bury that individual. Everybody lives a certain amount of time, and eventually, everybody dies. And one day, you'll bury them. And you can't take back what you did or what you thought. So just be the blessed you can be right now. And if they make him out, we'll try to avoid them as much as you can. And when you do see him, smile. Hey, good to see you. Hope you're not staying long. What can I do for you?
And it also encouraged me to try to be a very relaxed mother.
Oh, man. Come on. Get a revelation. And,
for example, my son-in-law grew his hair really long and his mother hated it. And she would not hold back by telling him over and over again. And as a matter of fact, I think she's part of the reason it stayed as long as it did. I wasn't crazy about it, but I mean, like, that's between you and your wife, truthfully. So I never said a word about it. And it didn't bother me. And it was just,
no.
And every Christmas, every holiday, you know, I always say, you know what? My in-laws, everybody made me miserable. So why don't you tell me what you're going to do and I'll work around it.
Yes.
So try to just say, you know what? I'm going to learn from this. This is going to be a learning situation.
Yes.
And so when I have children, I don't want to push them away from me. I want them to be a place.
I want them to want to come around.
And just recently, my daughter-in-law told a friend of mine that was visiting from another state, she said how much she loved me and how much that I meant to her. That was the first time that she'd ever felt like she had a real mother.
Yeah.
So just focus on your goal is to say, you know what? Surely she doesn't. She probably has no ill will towards you at all.
Don't take it personal.
No, but people, you know, you just got to remember, we live in a society where nobody listens. Everybody talks.
Yep.
And so just walk in love. I always say sometimes that the people like that are sent to you to help develop the fruit of the Spirit in your life.
They're gifts from God, whether you believe it or not. Oh, Lord, what are you doing? Trying to help you out, son. Trying to help you out.
Yes, yes. And just try to, like Joe said, try to enjoy them and treasure them. Because you don't want your spouse to get angry at you. Because remember how you treated my mom when she was still alive?
It'll come up.
It will. It'll come, can cause some deep, deep wounds. So be careful about what words come out of your mouth. There's so many scriptures about your words.
We know all else proceed from the evil one.
Yes.
Be nice.
And enjoy them as you go into the holidays.
Yes, this is a perfect time of the year. It's an opportunity to be a missionary. It's the missionary season.
I think Joe's getting a little too tickled about that.
I'm going on the mission field. I'm going to see my family at the holiday time.
Well, that is true. That is true.
Going to be a missionary. Going to leave everybody better than I find them. Going to take food and wash dishes, clean the toilet, mow the grass, do some laundry. I'm going to leave everybody better than I find them. Because if you don't, you're going with a bad attitude. Well, they were rude. They were mean. The food was lousy. The house was a mess. And then you'll just be judgmental. And there is no gifts from God coming on anybody that's judgmental. Nothing but nasty is going to happen. So holiday season, if you want some good thing to happen, sow some good seed. Be a blessing.
Thank you guys so much for joining us this week. We love you. Please continue to send in your questions, comments, concerns, and
we appreciate your prayers, your finances. We could not do this without you praying. You keep the doors open. We're going more places than we've ever gone. We're in more countries we've ever been. And that's for your financial support as well. That helps fund all that we're doing here. The equipment, our office, it's just thank you. Thank you so much for your support.
And thank you so much for your prayers. We've got some exciting things happening coming up this year.
Oh,
so
man.
Please bathe in prayer with us that God will give us supernatural wisdom.
Yes.
And it's exciting because you could be a part of it.
That's right. We have the mind of Christ. This is a great, great year coming up.
We love you guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Blessings. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.